today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Victorian officials say a new COVID variant of concern has been found in Melbourne. The Delta variant, which is sweeping India, has not been linked to any sequenced cases across Australia. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says it's possible the family that travelled to New South Wales did not contract the virus in Victoria. He says sequencing shows the variant is not related to other cases.
That variant is the Delta variant, so it's the B1617.2 variant that is now infamous in India and increasingly in the United Kingdom. It is a variant of significant concern.
Labor has seized on leaked documents saying the Morrison government will seek to dupe Australians over a planned shake-up of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. NDIS Minister Linda Reynolds has paused a plan to replace typical support packages based on funding approved for participants with similar circumstances with personalised budgets based on independent assessments. The independent assessment plan has faced a backlash from the disability sector and some state governments. They fear it is a cost-cutting exercise, shifting decisions on support packages from medical experts to anonymous bureaucrats. Michael Daly has withdrawn from running from the New South Wales Labor leadership, all but ensuring Chris Minns becomes the new opposition leader. Mr. Daly, who represents the seat of Maroubra, had previously insisted he had the 15 signatures needed to back his nomination. Mr. Minns had already secured at least 23 votes from a caucus total of 50. The caucus meeting was the first since Jody McKay stepped down as Labor leader last week, following a poor showing in the Upper Hunter by-election. The agriculture, tourism and university sectors are joining forces to call on National Cabinet to deliver a plan to reopen Australia's borders. The National Farmers Federation says reopening the borders should be top of the agenda, as many sectors are still struggling with a lack of international workers, tourists and students. Speaking to the ABC, President Fiona Simpson says there needs to be a plan put in place as soon as possible to safely reopen Australia.
There are articles in the New York Times at the moment branding Australia a hermit nation. There are also others saying that we can't just ride out the pandemic in an eliminationist bunker. Now, whilst there's no doubt that we have to keep people safe, it's now time to be looking at the next stage in this pandemic.
A vocal critic of Rio Tinto's destruction of a sacred Aboriginal rock shelter in the Juukan Gorge has now joined the board of the mining giant. Western Australia's former Aboriginal Affairs Minister Ben Wyatt has been appointed as a non-executive director. When the 46,000-year-old site was destroyed last year, Mr. Wyatt slammed Rio Tinto, saying it didn't have an understanding of the community in which it generated the vast majority of its earnings. Now, he says, the company is changing its approach to cultural heritage issues and restoring its reputation. Turning to sport, in cricket, New Zealand leads the first test against England by 267 runs at stumps on day two. The Black Caps were all out for 378 at Lord's, debutant Devon Conway scoring a double century. England batsmen Rory Burns and Joe Root will return to the crease on 59 and 42 respectively when day three begins later today. England's Ollie Robinson was the best of the bowlers in his debut test innings, taking four wickets. The home side is 2 for 111 at stumps.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's Matthew Caruana here from Business Insights with Mario and Matt. You're listening to Alive 90.5. Your Sound, Your Community, and currently we are sitting at 19 degrees. It's quite a sunny day out there. Going to have late showers today, tops of 20. Saturday, tomorrow, tops of 17, mostly sunny, and a sunny day on Sunday, tops of 19 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
St. Peter's, Princes Highway at May Street. It's been a car breakdown. Two of three northbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution and allow extra travel time. Stanmore, Parramatta Road at Catherine Street. It's been a truck breakdown. One of three westbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution. And in Millers Point, the Western Distributor approaching the Sydney Harbour Bridge. There's been a car breakdown. One of three northbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution around there. Now, guys, we have a very special guest today, and I've been very blessed to have met him a few weeks ago. His name is Matt Grant, and we've had him on the show previously as well. Now, Matt has shared his story previously, and we're going to go and dive into that a little bit more today. Although one thing I want to talk about is mental fitness. Mental fitness. Mental fitness goes beyond just mental health. Now, when we think of mental health, quite often negative things come up. Right? Negative things, whether it be depression, anxiety, suicide even, these detrimental things to society and every individual. Although I love and what my passion is to bring out an impact on mental fitness. Now, mental fitness branches far beyond just that. It goes into, well, developing mental strength, resilience, the ability to bounce back, overcoming the fears, the anxieties, and understanding what fear is, and then how to overcome it and be your best self as a result. So with our guest today, Matt Grant, you're going to hear all four of those topics covered in his powerful story. Not only his powerful story, but also the person he is, more importantly. He demonstrates that through his actions, through the person he is, with his relationships, but also with the person that he carries himself as professionally and personally. He's an inspiration for many. He's been an inspiration for me as well. I've been very blessed. Recently, I was live on stage at a school, St. John Paul II Catholic College, and I had the very big honor of having Matt there with me. And he shared a story that reached each and every student in that room. There was about 140 students in that room, and each and every one of them were tuned in. Not only were they tuned in, but they were inspired as a result. I'm very blessed to know this man. I have to say, he has made such a dramatic impact on my life. And I almost get lost for words when I think about the impact he's had on me. And going back to mental fitness, there's such a need for it. And if we look at society as a whole, and unfortunately this is the case, fear is something that isn't understood. Not only is it not understood, but it's so common. It relates to anxiety, relates to depression as well. Fear brings us down this dark hole that sometimes we see no way out. Although if we tap into it, what can unfold is something quite beautiful. I really wanted to focus on fear because this is something that has been prevalent in my life. It's prevalent in a lot of people lives that I know, that I work with personally as well. And it's something that we need to see a change in. And we will. With people like Matt, society is blessed to have things progress. Guys, I'm very, very excited for this episode. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. It's going to be an exciting episode, guys. Stay tuned with us. We'll take you through to a short break and we'll introduce the man of the 2 hours, Matt Grant.
Alive 90.5.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insight Intelligence.
Station sponsor.
So, what's your favourite colour?
Black.
Oh, yeah. Favourite food?
Black pudding.
Favourite fruit?
Blackberries.
Favourite drink?
Black Russian.
All right. What's your favourite movie?
Men in Black.
Favourite actor?
Jack Black.
Favourite band?
Black Sabbath.
Favourite song?
Black Betty.
Favourite football team?
Blacktown! Blacktown City! Blacktown!
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Mario, how are you feeling today?
Look, after your introduction of our guest, you know, lucky I have a tissues here. You know, maybe because I was wiping my tears. Look, I feel good. I feel excellent. And, you know, when we compare to the other states in Australia, which experienced, again, you know, another lockdown, I'm pretty sure that I feel more than better because, you know, we don't experience some hardship as our counterparts in Victoria. And I'm very grateful for your introduction, Matt. You know, I truly believe that you not just excel, but I'm seeing in you that spark comes out from you. And, you know, this is what makes this show even greater because you putting that energy into this. And not just my sexy voice, but plus, you know, I mean, talking about mental health, it's very important. And, you know, even I sometimes, you know, struggling in these things. So I feel great. You know, I'd like to say to all our listeners, so Line 90.5, Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for coming to our website, live905.com.au. And you can press the button, listen live now. You can hear the our guest. It's a no big brainer to introduce him again. But, you know, we'll start with this one. Matt, welcome to the studio.
Matt. Welcome.
Matt. I don't know what to say. Like,
Sorry, I was thinking I wanted to speak English. I mean, it was like,
sometimes it does take me a while to understand what you're saying.
Like,
Mario.
it's like you know, the slow mo reaction. I mean, like, it's just like maybe he has a seizure or something. It was like,
Matt gives me this
goosebumps.
Yeah, he gives me goosebumps.
You want tissues?
I need tissues. And then I was waiting for your one. I was waiting for your big introduction. Then you say, no. "Welcome, Matt." And so I was waiting for
But do you understand? Like, you know, it's the point I tried to make. The point of a mental health today is there's so many gurus there, right? And, you know, always come back to the one simple fundamental thing is there's a lot of polished, good-looking guys and women and everybody else with that Hollywood smile and, you know, interaction with the people. Like, everything is staged, right?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's disgusting to me to see how inauthentic that space actually is.
But in that respect, you know, like we are just community radio station. We have 1 million listeners. But the thing is, the guest like a Matt, you know, who lived that life, who, you know, like I was moved when I was listening to interview I was uploading on a website for the podcast, and I was listening again. How do you express yourself? And yeah, let me tell you again, as a man, you know, I love to give the pride of things, you know, in my past, you know, particularly military, you know, I was in the war and all these things. But, you know, the men show the emotions. It's a big, difficult thing, right? And I remember many, many years ago, I was being humiliated by the woman. I was in a relationship, and I show emotions. I start crying, and she freaking just cut me off. Then you come in studio, and you inspire me again. But this is not about myself or about Matt. It's about Matt Grant. Matt, welcome to studio again.
Thank you so much.
You need the tissues again?
No.
That's the intro Matt was waiting for, I believe. So, Matt, I'm going to guess now that there are going to be many listeners here today that haven't heard your story, maybe missed last episode. So why don't we go into that a little bit, just begin. I don't want to spend too much time on it because I believe it's such a broader topic we can discuss and have to discuss and dive into, I believe.
That's correct, yeah, that's correct. And, you know, when I see my life, I truly believe I've done something in my life, I have experience. But seeing the Matt, you know, every day, yesterday, you were at that school, right? Yesterday or day before?
Oh, day before, Tamara High School.
And the Matt as well. So, Matt, you know, I ask you something, but this is a prior question. You know, there's nobody asked. I didn't conscript that question. It didn't. Nothing. What do you define about mental health in men? What are your definitions about mental health, good mental health for the men?
Well, it's a very, very big, deep, broad question, right?
You have a big, big, broad time to talk today.
Look, I think that it's hard speaking about mental health purely because I don't want to turn away the females and think that we're not thinking about them and the fact
that's
that
the reason I say that's
have...
my prior question for the men because I question sometimes myself, so I apologize for the female listeners, but this is now about Mario Beckes, and Mario Beckes asking Matt Grant who runs the great workshops and webinars and you know, due to his experience helps other people. So like, what would you say to me, what would be good men mental health status or whatever it is?
Well, I tell you to speak up. I mean, this is something that's been thrown around a lot at the moment. The reason why people are suffering is because we put on that brave face, and it's what men have always done. You know, men have always been the provider, the tough guy in the relationship. And, you know, we've been taught to hide our emotions. And it's only in this day and age that people are starting to have a bit of a voice. People like Matt over here sharing his story. People like myself sharing my story. And when once people hear that other people, normal people, are suffering, then it gives them a chance to, you know, open up. And yeah, it's that beautiful ripple effect that we spoke a little bit about last time.
Yeah. Matt, you know, like when you're doing this now, you're done together with Matt at school. So that presentation... What do you see, you know, when, regardless of male, female, how they express their mental obstacles, I would call obstacles. So do you see that most people suffering in silent, or they speak up and nobody hear them?
Now, when I come to a school, I'm a complete stranger. These students have never met me before. These students don't know who I am until I'm there on stage with them. And I spend, let's say, an hour or 2 hours with them, and it amazes me how many times I have young people lining up to talk to me one-on-one, and they tell me, Matt, you're the first person I'm telling. It amazes me every single time. It's so prevalent. It's very prevalent in the young people, even in adults. I would say more so in adults.
Yeah.
Although it's, how do I say it? It's very heartbreaking to see people going through similar struggles that I did. The other day, there was this article that came out. Oh, I can't remember her name. I feel very bad about this, but she was 12 years old and she ended her own life at 12 years old. It's prevalent. And the fact that we're not talking about it is not a service to anyone.
Mm.
Anyone. This affects each and every one of us. We'll have emotions.
Can I ask you, I don't want to steal your job, Mario, but can I ask you a question on that, Matt?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that all right? Yeah, we good?
Of course.
Did you see I say yes or not?
Well, I don't know. I'm making sure. I don't want to steal your job, man.
The reason why we called you, because, you know, we really want you take a charge today and share your experience, knowledge, and obstacles or not. Please.
Amazing. Thank you. What do you say to these people, like, when they're sharing with you for the first time? Because when you've shared your story with me before, you told me about how the first time you shared your story, it kind of changed everything for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you get these people to continue to share their story with family and friends and stuff like that? What's your go-to with them?
Well, the first place I encourage is, yeah, friends and most importantly, family, if that's possible. Now, the thing is, young people especially, they don't feel drawn or sometimes even want to speak to their parents, to speak to their siblings.
Yeah.
They feel like they're a burden. They feel like they're going to be judged heavily for it as well. And there's a sense of insecurity that's very prevalent as well. Now, what do I say? I mean, I then in a way put it on them. When I say that, I ask them, why come to me? I'm a complete stranger. You've never met me before. And it's because I've opened the space to be okay to speak about it. And what that tells me is that it's not a space that we have in our friendships, even our relationships in our family. It's not a conversation that's being had. Although I know families that speak about these issues very openly. They obviously have these conversations, they open up to one another. And Matt, do you see this as, do you have a similar perspective in your experience? Because you work with organizations as well in the space of mental health, and have you seen that in the corporate
definitely
world?
Definitely. Well, I had a meeting this morning with a corporate group that I'm trying to run mental health events through, and they say over the last 20 years it's just changed so much. 20 years ago, they used to just ignore the mental health side of things. You know, it's not their place. That's for the psychologists and whatnot. And, you know, in this day and age, they're bringing it right in and creating these workshops, you know, and making it more normal. I've even got a good friend of mine who, you know, him and his mates, they love partying, they love having a beer. And when they go for a beer, they start the conversation with, how's your mental health? And these are like young lads going out, and sure, they're probably doing damage to their mental health by what they're doing in that evening with the partying and stuff. But the fact that they're sharing with each other is, it's beautiful.
It's great. Yeah,
Can I share something before we take a break? Like, what you don't know, I was an altar boy, right? And, you know, I was in church, and my priest was very good priest. But my priest told me to go to another priest to do the confession, right? You know, the confession, you go inside. Yeah. And I told him, look, you know, my sins are this and this. I'm watching porn and doing this. I steal some chocolates from the shop. Before I come home, my father was waiting for me, and he bashed me. And I said to him, what's happened to you? You know, he says to me, did you steal that chocolate? So like, how the he knows? I just told him confession to privately to a stranger. But he tried to educate me on my mental health. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And our guest in studio, Matt Grant, will continue after the break.
Seriously.
Alive 90.5.
It's no ordinary world. You're unique in every way. Always in the sun and never in the shade. I can't think of a stranger love to hold yourself above another. Just 'cause you're beautiful to make you better than the other.
Crispy pork crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG, online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We're currently sitting at 29 minutes past 12. This is Matthew Caruana. Here we're in studio with Matt Grant today. And guys, what a what an interview it's been so far. Matt, so let's take a step back. Let's dive back into your story for a quick moment. What was it like for you in your mental health journey? And where did it begin for you?
Look, mental health's an interesting one. We've all got mental health, right? And we all need to treat our mental health differently. For me, my depression really kicked in my early 20s. And, you know, at high school, I was part of the cool group, you know, like I was played a lot of sport, you know, had girlfriends all the time. And, you know, life was good. It was, you know, it was fun. I was the fun guy. I was the party guy. And, you know, leaving school, that took a bit of a turn because I felt like the only way to really fit in is just to party, 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 more, more, more. And, I hit it really hard and I developed chronic fatigue. And then the depression set in. And, like, I've got depression in my family, so it would have crept in anyway. But from the early 20s, it just really started to get bad. And I didn't know what depression was. When my mum, you know, heard what I was talking about, she said, "I think you might have depression." And I just said, what's depression? I'd literally never heard of what that was. Like, I'm thinking the Great Depression all those years ago. Like, what is depression? And when I Googled it, I'm like, oh, yeah, wow. That's exactly how I feel. I feel empty, flat, you know. I've got this brain fog and, I'm better at dealing with it now. But when you don't even know what something is, how do you fix it?
At what age did you find out what it actually was?
I want to say 22.
22.
Yeah, 22, I'm pretty sure. I never really had... I had a bit of a lower self-esteem growing up, but when I really think about what depression is, that would have been, I couldn't say to you in my teens that I had depression, you know. I didn't see life the same way that I do from a depressive state, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I can deal with it better now. Back then it's like, cool, what do I do? Do I take antidepressants? Do I, you know... what do I do? Do I see psychologists? And now I've got a better routine as to how I can make my life better and be happier, you know?
So who did you learn from and where did you learn about what depression was, what someone's mental health is, what it means to have good and bad mental health? Where did you learn this stuff?
A big eye-opener for me was, he's going to kill me maybe, I know he's listening right now, my dad, Big Poppy G.
Poppy G, he can't touch his son. Can touch this. Dun, 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 dun.
I need a soundboard for that.
Yeah, that's sorry, Poppy. Yeah.
But when I, my dad and I are like best friends, and you know, we're very similar personalities. So, he's my role model, and you know, when I told him, "Hey, Dad, I got depression," you know, he could relate, and I'm not here to share his story, but. When I heard that he could relate, that's when I started to get a little bit of hope. I had a little bit of faith because, you know, my role model goes through this stuff too. Wow. Like...
You're not the only one.
I'm not the only one. And yeah. Like the dude that I want to be like in life, the dude who inspires me the most is like the same as me. I'm like, well, cool. If I want to be like that and he's gone through what I went through. By the way, Dad, sorry, now the world knows that you suffered from depression. So I've just shared your story.
He can touch you now.
But what's beautiful about that and what I love is so you had that connection, that validation as soon as you found out about it. And most people, especially young people, they grow up in a world where it's not being spoken about. Even adults, obviously, it's not being spoken about. And when people find out or have a feeling that, oh, I might be like this, I might have depression. I might have anxiety. Oh, wait, no, I do. They then judge themselves. But you didn't have that. It was amazing. So and the reason I'm really honing on this is because the importance of a supportive network. You had your father.
But may I ask you something? You know, what two of you doing, it's a great thing. You know, like it's a prevention. And I truly believe what we're missing in society is taking that stigmata of mental health issues, right? Because even we can talk about society, like I can see every day, you know, wherever I go, for example, we are going to talk like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, Matt or Mario, you know, for the mental, you know, like I understand this and that. But the moment you turn the back, it's like, ah, man, such a loser. And I hate those men, right? You know, I mean, I really want to punch them in the face because it's like, don't talk to me in my face how man great you are, big you are, because it's like, you know, you can't impress me. So, like, no, that's false pretending, you know what I mean? Like, I understand your problems, we're all equal, whatever you want to call these things, right? But the point is very simple. What we're missing is the prevention. And for that one, I salute both of you because we should go more into those schools, more earlier age, you know, to children understand that they can express themselves without consequences or judgment of society. But again, that's just my thoughts. So.
Well, look, it's you're spot on. I mean, it's why Matt does what he does and it's why I do what I do. It's we want to get this message out, you know, like... I know you're more comfortable with it now, Matt, but sharing your story, I'm sure for the first few times it was a struggle and you'd probably think, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but why are these people going to listen to me? That's how I felt anyway.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. And I remember saying yes to it and thinking, wow, I might be able to help someone because of my social work and the impact she had on me. Although when it came time to actually share, all I was thinking was, what are they going to all think of me? Not only what are they all thinking of me, why am I doing this? Why am I opening up my darker secrets to a bunch of strangers? I feel like I'm not only exposing myself, but putting a burden on them.
Well, it brings stuff up for people, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, and that's, you know, this is what we said after Mario's first question that he asked me. You know, I said, we've got to start to, as men, we've got to, as humans, we've got to start to speak up. I speak up to my dad, straight away I start to feel better. Right. And this isn't just about depression. This is about anything in life. You know, people are going through divorce. People are going through, you know, having miscarriages. People can't fall pregnant. There's so many issues that people are suffering. We need to be more comfortable with speaking up and, you know, asking for help.
And was your father the first person you opened up to? Papa G.
Poppy G. No, he was not. My mum, you know, and anyone in my life will know this, my mum was the number one supporter, like as in she was there for me left, right and centre. I mean, I didn't know that this interview was 2 hours. I thought it was one. So she's at my house babysitting my kids. So she's always like mum to the rescue. So I did live with her as well. So she was on my case straight away. Okay, you got depression, this is what we've got to do. We've got to get you on medication, we've got to get you eating healthier, we've got to get you exercising and, you know, all this stuff. And, yeah, she was the first person that kind of knew what was going on, and then I kept it to myself for a fair bit and slowly started to tell the people closest to me. But if I didn't know what depression was, a lot of my best mates didn't know what it was either.
Yeah, so it wasn't just you. It was just such a cultural thing at the time.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. And so that relationship you had with your mum beforehand, it sounds like obviously it was quite a very close, very nurturing relationship. Although when it came time, when you found out about, okay, I do have depression, and you opened up to your mum, what happened to that relationship? Did it strengthen? Did it stay the same? Did it go anywhere?
Look, my mum and I are so tight, it's ridiculous, you know? Like, we've been through a lot together, like, since I was born, you know, and we only get stronger as time goes on. It's, you know, it's hard now because obviously, you know, I live with my kids and we don't live together and stuff, but yeah, it definitely strengthened our bond. It definitely taught her a lot and, you know, she stepped up, you know, she had a sick kid. You know, I had chronic fatigue as well, and that was even worse than the depression. That was the harder part to get on top of than the depression was.
It's such a key thing, and the reason I wanted to ask that question was because when it comes to opening up to people, we judge ourselves, we think, what are they going to think of us? And yet the relationship with your mum strengthened, it became more beautiful, and you guys became closer as a result, and as time went on, things got better. Guys, that's something to walk to the break with, I think, and something to think about. People in your life, who could you open up to?
And I'd like to invite everybody. As an inbound question, please feel free to come on our website at line905.com.au. Shoot the questions straight away online. Matt Grant and Matt Caruana will answer those questions with a full heart and understanding, and they can help you. If you ask me a question, how to help you mentally, you'll be like me. So listen, Align 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario.
over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850 3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. High like summer. Yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so
Oh, not you, Matt, again. Now, we're looking at Matt Caruana, Matt Grant, for us in studio. I'm inviting everybody to come tonight on the website alive905.com.au after 6 p.m. We'll have the podcast with this truly unique person in our studio, Matt Grant. Why is unique? I always can come back to the, this point that, you know, Matt and I, and previously Darren and I, interviewed many, many people. Many, many unsung business heroes. However, from time to time, we experience the people who like just talk about beautiful things, but nobody loves to talk about dirty laundry. Dirty laundry, everybody packing in washing machine, wife, husband, they wash, you know, under the carpet, closet, you know, wardrobe. However, it's very important to be vocal when you don't feel well mentally. And we are aiming here today in the studio, Matt Caruana and I, together with our guest, Matt Grant, who is going to tell us a little bit later when he has our next speech, public speaking engagement, to you be vocal and say when you don't feel well mentally. So, Matt, before we turn the to Matt, Matthew Caruana, Matt's like Matt. Matthew, what were we talking before we took the break? We discussed it with...
We were discussing about supports. And
supports. Not technical support.
Not technical support. Be on hold.
Hello,
for
you
half an hour.
You reached the technical support desk. Press one. I want to kill myself. Okay, just wait. Next operator. In the meantime, take the chill pill and the weed's gonna be.
Oh my gosh. You really know how to lighten up this.
61. But that's the truth, you know what I mean? Like, look, I never called the mental health because of embarrassment, right? But, you know, I had experienced people call the mental health, particularly in a South state, and they wait for the certain period of time, which I understand that, you know, it's an extensive number of the people who needs to talk to somebody, right? And then a queue. So this is not a lighting up. So, like, we're going to give them Matthew Caruana and the Matt Grant number a little bit later. You can call them. They're going to reply directly.
Don't give my number far out.
Where's the hotline, apparently?
004 in the, you know, Matt Grant test.
So one thing you mentioned earlier, Matt, is that you have this, well, you developed chronic fatigue.
Yep.
You don't hear about that ever. Nowhere do we talk about it. This is something that I would love to hear more on. Firstly, what is chronic fatigue? How does it affect someone? How does it affect the people around them as well? What are some signs? Let us know. How did it affect you?
Well, look, chronic fatigue is one of those things that some people don't really believe in. It's not like a diagnose, like you have, like it could just, you, people could just be saying you are tired, right? It's not like it's a disease like depression and whatever, but it's like an autoimmune problem. So
it's when genetic, is it?
No.
It's not.
Oh, well, actually, sorry, I don't know. I just lied to you on live on radio. I don't know if it is or if it isn't. It's not in my family. Like, no one else that I know of has had it, but it stemmed from my busy life. So I was the most stressed I've ever been at that time. I was working long hours. I was paying rent at Fitness First, the gym that I was training out of. And I just bought a property. I was paying that off. I bought a flashy car. I was partying all weekend. I was training twice a day. Are you exhausted yet?
I was going to say, yeah. My ears are getting tired too, listening to you.
Yeah, so, and that just stemmed into, I had glandular fever for a little bit. I didn't know, because when you're doing all that stuff, you're going to be tired, right? So I just thought,
of course,
I'm just tired. And it ended up turning into chronic fatigue. And, you know, when my mum to the rescue, she looked it up, because I went to all these different doctors to find out what the hell was wrong with me. Why am I so tired? Why are my eyes so sore? Why is this brain fog, you know, there 24/7, you know? And my mum worked out that it was chronic fatigue. So once again, she's come to the rescue. From there.
So she worked it out?
She worked it out.
How did she work it out?
Google.
Like, oh.
I'm not saying everyone go on Google and.
I tell you something. Like, there's nothing fun in this. It's a different when you try to cure yourself, right? But let's just say, people will go to the doctor and they wait for results. But in the meantime, they're going to Google the, you know, oh, I have this and that. However, what your mom did, it's a very good thing, because, you know, you want to help your child.
Of course.
You know, you don't run to the GPS like, you know, like I was going to my priest, and I mean, then he, you know, destroyed me and my career. But the thing is, it's nothing wrong to go on a Google or say, like, you know, some symptoms. And, you know, Google can provide some guidance. So there's nothing wrong with that, Matt. So, you know, when people say like, hey, ask Dr. Google, yeah, well, you know, who are going to ask her?
You know, exactly. And then, like, you have to book in for a doctor, and it might take a week before you get in, and then you start to freak out. But
you remind me of the guy from the Silver Lining Playbook. Silver Lining Playbook. I was watching.
Isn't he a bit like funny in the head? Like,
yeah, like no, but he was big crushed, you know, with the break of marriage and everything else, right? And he was saying like, you know, they put him in hospital and then just give him all the medications. And he says, like, I was more ill than anything else, bloated, sleepy, you know, disengaged from everything, just to be quiet.
Yeah, so this is, yeah, wow, that's super relatable. I was taking 16 tablets in the morning.
Say again.
16 tablets. Like, in the morning, like all these different drugs that were prescribed from different, doctors and stuff, and it's like, this is for energy, this is for immune system, this is for blah blah blah, and you know, then I'd go to a 16, yeah, and then in the evening I was taking like 10 or something, and I didn't have cancer, you know, it's not like it was,
yeah, you have the, like a life-threatening illness, yeah,
well, exactly, like, and look, it was horrible, I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy, you know, but then taking all these tablets, it's like, okay, well, maybe I feel a bit good, but what's helping me? Which of the 16 tablets is helping me?
May I ask you, for curiosity, my curiosity, when you have those 16 pills, how did you felt, you know, when you take them? You know, I mean, you know what they're for. I don't ask you the name of the medications, but how you felt, you know, I mean, after taking 16 pills?
Well,
not just mental. Did you like question yourself, do I need these pills? Or
Mario, I would have done anything to get better. Oh. So I would have done anything you told me, you know, take steroids, take heroin, like probably wouldn't go that far, but I was miserable. Every morning I was waking up, my eyes were so flat. All I wanted to do was sleep all day. And, you know, some people might think that I'm being dramatic now, but it was so, so horrible, especially for a young, fit, you know, otherwise healthy person. And I'd see the doctors, they do a blood test and it's like, you're perfect. Liver's perfect, you know, heart, everything's perfect. No one could figure out exactly what was wrong with me, you know. So after, to answer your question, you know, I don't know. After I take the pills, I just think like, please, God, whoever, guardian angels, whoever's looking down on me, help me. Please tell me that this new tablet that I'm adding to the regime, is going to be the answer.
Can I, on that topic, again, unrelated, right? Did you saw any physical changes on your body or inside your body? Did you feel physical changes on you or inside of you?
What, after I would take the tablets?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, you know, I just say bloated, right? You know what I mean? Or as you say, you're watering eyes or you gained the weight or something.
Yeah, it's a long time ago now and I've been through so much since, so it's hard to answer that specifically. But different tablets did make all of the above, right? Like, I'd have a little bit of a headache or, you know, I might be a little bit more bloated or whatever. But, like, I don't care about that stuff. I just care about being better. And, you know, the term, like, the placebo effect?
Yeah.
Like, there's even, you know, I've taken tablets before and as soon as I've taken it, I've thought, oh, I'm better. I'm better now. This is the magic. Wow. The next day, I'm back to being miserable again. It's like, oh, well, hang on. Maybe it's just that, like, the drive in me that wants to be better really badly. That
breaks my heart. It doesn't make a sense. You know, I mean, you're suffering, and what you say now, I got the pill, does the magic, but next day I wake up again.
Yeah.
So there's no magic pill.
There's no magic pill, and I think that's what we're all searching for in life. This is a great topic, actually. We're always searching for the quick fix. I mean, I run a gym, you know, and where people come in and they want it now. They want, you know, they want to lose the weight now. They want to be able to run further now, you know, but there is no quick fix. You know, you've got to get the right sunlight. You've got to exercise. You've got to make sure your diet's good. Do all the basics of health, you know, and that is what's going to help you get better.
That's an interesting topic.
Matt, Okay. You said something very interesting now. If we related this condition, you know, you said somebody comes to you and says, like, I want to lose the weight, right? And you already know that what requires to lose the weight. because we don't gain weight overnight. We gain the weight with the period of time, with our behavior, our social, you know, engagements, and, you know, food we choose and how we exercising and everything else. Isn't the same thing that mental health as well be impacted over the time, not just just over the night?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of this stuff, like when you speak to professional help, they go back to your childhood and they say, they think, okay, because like, look at my life. I have a perfect life on paper, you know, but then you look at like, you know, what happened in my upbringing and whatnot, and how much that's affected who I am today.
Wow. Wow. Guys, I think let's leave it there. Let's go on a quick short break.
Let's take a short break. Yep. You're listening Matt Caruana. Mario Beck is the god, voice, sexy, best on La Line 90.5, our guest in studio, Matt Grant. And truly, you want to reach this person, this man, for one simple reason. He's gone through this. He's still going through this. And he knows what you're facing every day. So if you have any questions about your mental health, male or female, midgets, dwarves, unicorns, please. Alive905.com.au. And Matt Grant is going to answer to your questions.
It's All I Listen To. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
Oh God, my God, how she get at me? Either we'll never get it right or it's meant to be. My ego, her pride, some recipe. We're our biggest fans and our own worst enemies. Ain't shy, let the whole world know. Have them tuned in to the blow by blow. She move, I move, let her go, I go. Stir it up, stand back, watch a fireworks show. Ayo. Too proud to quit when it's broken. Too in denial to admit when it's over. Drown in a separate dance of an ocean. Both in too deep to know where the coast is. Surrounded by waves in the hurricane's gaze. When we together ain't none of y'all safe. So buckle up or get out of our way. Up in smoke, down in flames. Cause man,
when we fight fire with fire. When we cross the line, ayo. Maybe happy ever after. Same for us, ain't no surprise. When we play with knives, ayo. Ain't no broken pride in these unpaid cuts.
Run, but I'd rather war with you all the summer than a low-key peace with another. Ay. One by one, every cut, yeah, gets deeper. Who they to judge? Cause when it's on, we roll like the thunder. Then it's R.I.P. to the other day. Cycle repeat till the lesson get learned, man. You play with fire, bridges get burned, man. The standoff only making this worse. But don't nobody move and nobody gets hurt, man. We just caught in our ways. Sucker punches, traded all fun and games. Until the cards fall where they may. Then it's so kind, even whatever, anywhere.
When we fight, fire with fire. When we cross the line, ayo. Maybe happy ever after. Same for us, ain't no surprise. When we play with knives, ayo. Ain't no broken pride in these old things, but cuts.
You know where my demons are. Put us on a knife edge. Tear down everything inside. I know where your weakest. You know where my demons are. Put us on a knife edge. Tear down everything inside.
Come too far in this to see how much it hurts. When will we learn? You and I, we've come too far in this to know when to let go. Do is bleed.
We fight, fight.
just